her files, folded her hands over them. Well, Mackie, here we are. My client is under medical care for severe injuries sustained under questionable circumstances. Therefore, bullshit. If you reviewed the record, Counselor, you know there are no questions. Your client fired on police officers. It's questionable if said officers clearly identified themselves as same. We will be pursuing charges of illegal entry, police harassment, and excessive force. Yeah, good luck with that. She smiled at Mackie as she spoke. You know that's lawyer bullshit, and it doesn't change a thing. Here we are. Due to my client's injuries, you're limited to one-hour intervals for interview. My client will take his guaranteed 30 minutes after the hour. I request on my client's behalf that he be returned to the hospital for a full medical evaluation after said hour. Denied, which is within my authority, as his medical team has signed off. He can take his 30 in a cage or, if you insist, be evaluated here medically by a doctor. He's done with the hospital. You're done with the outside, Mackie. It's all cages all the time now. That's going to be fun for you in general population. You know how much they love ex-cops in GP. Don't waste my hour, Eve snapped at Pratt. I have questions for your client. Here's the first. Where is she? Where is your daughter? Where is Willow Mackie? How would I know? I've been in the hospital. Do you keep up with current events? Has your counsel informed you of what your daughter did last night? 18 dead this time around. Must swell your chest with pride. My client was held incommunicado during the time of that incident and cannot be held responsible for, and the bullshit keeps coming. You're responsible. You're responsible for turning your own flesh and blood into a stone-cold killer. 18 people. Fathers, mothers, sons, daughters. And all because you had some bad luck. Bad luck? Mackie lunged forward in the chair. Yeah, bad luck. Your wife didn't look where she was going. Now she's dead. They ran her down in the street. No, she ran out into the street, into traffic, because she was too stupid to pay attention. And you couldn't handle it, so you went on the funk. Look at your hands shake. Pathetic. What they give you to keep you level just isn't enough, is it? It's never gonna be enough. You destroyed yourself because your wife couldn't remember to walk down to the fucking crosswalk. And when that didn't fix it for you, you decided to destroy everyone else you could think of. Including his own daughter. Peabody said it just loud enough to be heard and in a voice that rang with emotion. That's what I can't get under. Can't get through. She's just a kid, and he used her. He screwed her up. You destroyed her, Mr. Mackie. How is she ever going to live with what she's done? What you, her own father, told her to do? You don't know anything about my will. I know at 15 she should be thinking about boys and music and schoolwork and meeting friends for pizza and vids. I know she should be angsting over what to wear. Not my will. Not your will, Peabody repeated with disdain. Because you wouldn't approve. You think all those things are frivolous, aren't important. But they are. They're building blocks. They're rites of passage. They're part of the childhood you stole from her. Now she's a murderer, a fugitive. Her life's over. Just beginning, he replied. He thinks she's going to Alaska, Eve tossed out with a deliberate smirk, to live off the land, free as a... What the hell do they have in Alaska? Bear, moose, wolves, too, I think. Deer, lots of deer. There you go, like a deer. But people hunt deer, don't they? Don't they do that up there? Isn't that part of living off the land? Eve leaned back. I'm hunting her right now, like a deer. I've got some of my best trackers on her. She's left a trail, Mackie. Eve opened a file, read off the addresses of the three nests, and saw his trembling hands close into trembling fists. Already got a wit at one of them who saw her exiting the building. Here's what I wonder. Did you tell her to get her ass to Alaska when you sent her off, or did you tell her to finish the job first? My client denies any and all allegations pertaining to his daughter, Willow Mackey. She is missing due to her fear of the police, due to your department's false accusations against her. Right. I'll wade through the lawyer bullshit all day. A decent father would have told her to run, run far and fast. He's not a decent father, Peabody put in. I'm a good father. Insult and rage flashed hard color into Mackie's cheeks. I'm a hell of a lot better than that useless prick her mother married. That would be the useless prick with the good job, the nice house. Eve studied his ruined and furious eyes through the goggles. The one who's not a funky junkie. Yeah, that's a burn on the butt, all right. He's not her father. Nope. But she lived with him half the time. You were working to change that, to get full custody, then, oops, dead wife. That got messed up. The trembling of Mackie's hands increased. Red splotches came and went on his face. I figure you said run. Get to Alaska, live a little. Then you're the sacrifice, the distraction. She can come back in a couple years, finish the mission. Marta Beck, Marion Jacoby, Jonah Rothstein, Brian Fine, Alice Ellison. But hey, that's a teenager, isn't it? Defiant, rebellious. She disobeyed, Daddy. Now 18 more people are dead. Eve opened a file, spread out the photos. 18 people who did nothing but go to a concert. She watched his gaze skim over the photos back and forth. They're bad luck this time. Bad luck they were in the same place at the same time as Rothstein. He's a lawyer, she told Pratt. Like you. Mackie hired him to try to sue the driver who hit his jaywalking wife and the cop who gauged the scene correctly. Just a lawyer, like you, doing his job, like you. But he couldn't get Mackie what he wanted, so he was supposed to die. My client denies, but she missed. Eve watched Mackie's shielded eyes jerk up. That's her oops. Got so excited, I guess, and missed the target. We'll never miss us. Eve leaned forward. How would you know? Have you ever seen her aim at a human being? I said she never misses. Where's his picture? He shoved at the dead. Where is it? Who chose the collaterals? Did you let her pick? You picked the main target, so did you let her pick the rest? Where is Rothstein's picture? I said she missed. You're lying. Will can pick the left ear off a rabbit at a half mile. Mr. Mackey, Pratt began, laying a hand on his arm. Mackey shook him off. I want to see his picture on this table. It was crowded. Night, late, crowded. I trained her. Not just his hands shook now, but his arms, his shoulders. She wouldn't take the shot unless she was sure. Maybe it's different when you're not there to give her the green. You were there giving her the green for the ice rink, for Times Square. It's no different, not for her. She doesn't miss. But you were there before, giving her the green, to kill Dr. Michelson, to kill Officer Russo. Yes or no? Don't answer that, Pratt insisted. Yes, yes, but it doesn't matter. Insult, this time clearly for the stain on his daughter's skill, raged through his voice. She's the best I've ever seen, better than I ever was. She wouldn't have missed Rothstein. You're telling me a 15-year-old girl made the strikes that killed Michelson and two others on Woolman Rink, killed four people, including Officer Kevin Russo in Times Square? Do you think I could make those strikes with these hands, with these eyes? She made them for you? For us? Suzanne would have been more of a mother to her, a real mother to her. We were going to be a family. They destroyed that. They destroyed my family. They don't deserve to live. You and your daughter, Willow Mackey, conspired to kill the people on this list. Eve took a printout from the file. And however many others you deemed necessary in your attempt to cover up your connection to these targets. This interview is over. Pratt got to his feet. She's my eyes. She's my hands. It's not murder. It's justice. Justice for my wife, my son, all these people. Eve opened the other files, spread out more pictures. All those who just happened to be in the same place at the same time. Why do they matter more than Suzanne and my son? Why do they deserve a life, a family, when I have none? Why do they matter less? Eve countered. I said this interview is over. Obviously shaken, Pratt struggled to keep his voice calm. I need to consult with my client. We'll take our break now. You do that, Eve began to gather the photos. Where is Rothstein? You can't get to him, Eve rose. Or any of the others on your list. And she won't. Think about that. We'll resume in 30. Interview end. She walked out, kept walking straight to her office. While Peabody moved to the auto chef for coffee, Eve sat, studied the Go cup in the center of her desk with a label that read, Drink Me. She opened the lid, sniffed suspiciously, frowned as it smelled like a chocolate malted. What is that? Something Rourke came up with. Cautiously, Eve took a sip. It tasted like a chocolate malted. A real one. She looked at the coffee Peabody set on her desk, back at the Go cup, and thinking of Rourke, drank half of the booster. She held the cup out to Peabody. You look like crap. Drink the rest. Peabody tried a testing sip. Her eyes widened. Oh, it tastes like a zillion calories, but she downed it. That was genius, making him think he'd missed Rothstein. Just came to me. Either he'd be pissed at her for screwing up, or pissed at me for saying she did. His ego, for himself and his protege, locked him into confessing to multiple murders and implicating her. It was enough for the first round. I'm kicking myself for not thinking of it, Mira said as she came in. Pride. There's a lot of parental pride mixed into his psychosis. She's his eyes, his hands, his weapon, his child. They're all conflated. He will go into a cage, Eve, and it's unlikely he'd be deemed legally insane, but he's a very disturbed man. He can be disturbed for the rest of his useless life as long as he's in that cage. One down, one to go. He may not give a shit about his ex and her husband being targets. He may not give a shit about the 7-year-old kid being a target. But if she's his eyes, his hands, they aren't his targets. Let's see if he can rationalize her planning on taking them out. And the school. All those kids. If that doesn't work, and I can't trip him up otherwise, we go with the deal. The deal gives him room to believe she'll be safe inside for a couple years, then come out and finish. Her agenda, her hit list, that's weight she's not leaving the city. And he'll lose her, lose his eyes and hands. He believes he's a good father, Peabody commented. He genuinely believes it. I could see it. It's like he took her innate talent and honored it, helped refine it. He's resentful of the stepfather, more stable and successful, and with a son, Mira added. He still harbors anger toward his ex-wife, but the half-brother may strike a nerve. I'd put pressure there. Peabody, see how many cute photos of the kid you can come up with. Birthdays, Christmas, like that, baby shots. They had a puppy, right? Puppy shots. Got it. Make him look at them, Mira said when Peabody hurried out. The innocence, the sweetness. Remind him that child shares blood with his. It will matter, I believe, that his child plots to kill her own blood. The mother, perhaps not. She's an adult who made choices Mackie disagrees with, choices he resents. But the child has no choice. Just as his son, if he'd come to be, would have none. And would have shared her blood, I got it. Your color's better, Mira noted. Yeah? Rourke boost. Is that a euphemism? When would you have had the time? I just... No, geez! Amused, appalled, Eve held up the go cup. Booster. Rourke supplied booster. He probably arranged some for half the cops in here while he was at it. Trying not to think of Mira thinking about her having sex, Eve shifted gears. How come you're not wearing a suit and ankle breakers? I was a bit rushed to get here this morning. And it's Saturday. I don't have formal office hours on Saturday. Saturday? When did it get to be Saturday? Oh. Recharge. Mira patted Eve's shoulder. I'll be back in observation when you start again. Mira paused at the door. There are cracks forming, and you've shaken his lawyer as well. If they didn't have the break coming, I could have widened the cracks. Now they have time to shore them up, steady up. But I'll get there. She'd get there, Eve thought, and prepared for the next round. She recharged. Maybe it was the break, maybe it was the booster, but her mind cleared, her energy lifted. Before tackling Mackie again, she checked in with Baxter. Yo, Dallas. The bus driver remembered her, or remembered a youth, getting on loaded down with the bags the previous wit described. It's looking like she went straight to the flop she used to hit Madison Square. Me and my boy were following up with buses on that line. I got a little tingle going. Make it happen. I'm going back at Mackie. If he lets anything through the cracks, I'll point you. Make it happen. Yeah, she thought, as she pushed away from her desk. They'd make it happen. She had a little tingle of her own going. When she walked into the bullpen, she saw Peabody talking to a civilian. Lieutenant, this is Aaron Taylor. He attended last night's concert with Jonah Rothstein. I heard that... Are you sure Jonah's... I'm sorry, Mr. Taylor. Eve's words had him covering his face with his hands. I don't understand. I don't understand how this... Peabody popped up, dragged over a chair. Sit down, Mr. Taylor. I don't know what to do. I went out the other way. It's closer to where I live. We had orchestra seats, man. Jonas scored them back in November.
You and Mr. Rothstein were friends, Eve prompted.
Since high school. We came to New York together. Roomed together until I got married. He's my best friend.
You went to the concert together, Eve prompted.
Yeah. He's been bragging about scoring those prime seats all over his social media. It's all he talked about for weeks now. We went together and... I went out the other way after. He talked about his plans for last night on social media.
He had a countdown going. Aaron pressed his fingers to his eyes, pressing at the tears that swam in them. We're big Avenue A fans. Jonah's the biggest there is since we were in college. He worked his schedule around the concert. He had out-of-town meetings all week, but he worked it so he'd be back for last night. He was saying, kept saying, dude, did you ever think back all those times we sat in the nosebleeds to see Avenue A, to see Jake Kincaid, we'd be here? Orchestra seats, Madison Square. I went out the other exit. He said, let's go have a drink, but I needed to get home. He was gonna come over tonight. He was supposed to come over tonight. But he went out one way, and I went out the other. Mr. Taylor. Aaron, Eve amended, studying his devastated face. There's no sense in it. No reason. I want to ask you if Jonah ever talked to you about his work.
Yeah, sometimes. Like a sounding board. We went to law school together. I mean tax law.
Did he ever talk to you about Reginald Mackey? The guy who's been all over the screen? With the kid? The guy who's doing this shit? The threat of tears dried up in shock. You saying Jonah knew him? He never mentioned Mackey to you. He wouldn't have given me names. He might have given me an anecdote, right? A funny story? Or blasted off some, but without naming the client. We're like brothers, you know what I'm saying? But he wouldn't have shared any privileged information. Okay, but did he ever talk to you about a client who wanted to sue others for the death of his wife? She'd run into the street, was hit by a vehicle. She was pregnant.
I remember something about that.
Is that why he's dead? Leading with fury now, Aaron shoved up from the chair.
Is that the reason? He tried to help that asshole. He did it pro bono because he felt for him. His own time. Mostly did it because the poor bastard didn't have a case. She ran into the street, into traffic. People saw her. Jonah talked to all of them, even did background on his own time. And when Jonah had to tell him there was nothing he could do, the fucker went off on him. And the kid. He tried to help them, his own time, his own dime. He's a good guy. Do you get that? Jonah's one of the good ones.
I get that. What about the kid?
Jonah told me how the guy, that's this Mackey, right? He said the guy was a wreck, pushing for some sort of closure, somebody to blame, even the doctor because the appointment ran late, and yeah, the wife's supervisor at work. Everybody was to blame but the person who ran into the street, you know?
Yes, I do. The kid, Aaron. He said she was scary. That's what he said. How she came up to him a couple weeks after he told Mackey he couldn't help him, after he tried to steer Mackey into rehab and counseling, because he said the guy was on something for sure. The kid came up to him when Jonah was grabbing some takeout on the way home. She came right up to him, said she bet he figured everybody died, so what's the big? How he'd find out just how big. How it was too bad he didn't have a wife. Because somebody might give her a reason to run out into the street. How maybe somebody would give him one. Showed him a stunner, what looked like a stunner she had in her pocket. Spooked him. He didn't report the threat or the weapon. Jewel, my wife, she pushed him to do just that. But he said the kid was like 13 or 14, whatever. Just mouthing off. And he figured the stunner was a toy, a fake. But it spooked him. I know all the lawyers' jokes, right? But Jonah, he really believed in the best of people. He really believed they needed somebody to stand up for them. With this guy, there was nothing to stand on, but he tried.
Now he's dead.
Now we're standing for him. I promise you, I'm standing for him. You've helped us by coming in. You've helped him.
Can I see him? Is there somewhere I can go to see him? His parents. They were sleeping in. Me and Jewel. We didn't even know until his dad. They're coming in from Florida. They do the winter in Florida thing, and they're coming, but... Can I see him? Detective Peabody, would you arrange that and for Aaron to be taken to see his friend, then taken home? Yes, sir. He really believed in justice.
So do I, Eve said, and moved off to where she'd seen Loewenbaum waiting.
I caught some of that. Didn't want to break in. Just one more reason to crack Mackie and to hunt down his psycho daughter. I wanted to ask if I can get in on the next round, if I can help you interview Mac.
She expected this and drew him out in the corridor to answer.
I'd want the same in your place, and I may ask you. But he's going to see you as his lieutenant, and that muddies this. You made rank, and you had to nudge him out. I get it, but I just... Loewenbaum, if he'd managed to complete this mission of his, I don't think he'd have headed off to Alaska. Or if he did, he wouldn't have stayed there. It wouldn't have given him what he needed. He wouldn't have felt finished. He'd still have all that inside him. And he'd make a new list. Your name would be on that list.
She waited a beat. You've already concluded the same.
Yeah. Loewenbaum looked down the corridor, looked at nothing. Yeah, I concluded the same. My name, the ex-husband, Petroni, probably more. But he's not there yet.
Sure of that?
After a moment, Loewenbaum shook his head.
Nah.
Nowhere near sure of that. It's just that...
Hard to sit back, but I've got to ask you to.
Observe, and if you observe anything that can help me, give me a signal.
You're right. I know you're right.
Accepting that, Loewenbaum heaved out a sigh. Okay. Push the kid, the half-brother. He was still pissed about the ex. A lot of people stay pissed about exes for the rest of their lives. But he liked the kid. I heard him say Will and Zach were the only things Zoe ever did to add to the world. Dragged Willow to a couple of the little guy's school deals, plays and concerts, because he thought it was important she participate in the kid's life.
Good. Good to know. I'll use it.
She waited while a couple of uniforms came out with Aaron, guided him to the elevator. More ammo, she stated, then gestured to Peabody. Sit tight, Loewenbaum. Stay close.
You've got that.
She took a moment in observation herself, just to gauge the ground. The lawyer spoke, tense and intense, by her measure, while Mackie stared straight ahead, face set in stone.
Pissed, she thought.
Good, good. Stay pissed. And his hands shook. However tightly he gripped them together, she saw the tremors had increased. He'd need another medically approved hit very soon. She nodded to Peabody. Let's start the clock. When she walked back in, Pratt sat back, stayed quiet. Record on. Dallas, Lieutenant Eve, Peabody, Detective Delia, resuming interview with Mackie, Reginald, and counsel. She sat again, dropped files on the table. So, where were we? I restate my request for my client to be returned to the hospital for medical evaluation. And I restate my bullshit for reasons already on record. Rothstein is dead. Mackie looked into Eve's eyes. I had him checked during the break. I knew she didn't miss. Correct. The man who tried to help you, pro bono, who spent his own time without fee to take your bullshit case is dead by your daughter's hand and through your conspiracy. He did nothing but toe the line and cover up what really happened. My client can't be held responsible for your allegations against his minor child, the lawyer began. Did they neglect to explain the term conspiracy in your law school, Pratt? Your client, that's you, Mackie, has confessed on record to conspiring to murder, to being an accessory to the murder of 25 people to date. My client was hospitalized and in police custody during the incident at Madison Square. Therefore, please stop wasting time. Plotted and planned and on record. I don't give a rat's ass if he was in Argentina last night. He's as guilty as she is, just like he's as guilty if she attempts to complete the names on your client's list and the names on her own list. She doesn't have her own list. You're lying. Just another lie. Like you don't know about it, Peabody said in disgust. You're her father. You know what she's planning. You started it. There we disagree. Eve shrugged at Peabody. I don't think he knew. Not about her hit list. Not that she had her own mission. Just like I don't think he knew she confronted some of the names on his list, like Rothstein, for instance. Threatened them on her own. Flashed a stunner. That's not a good strategy, and he's got enough training, even with the funk, not to make a boneheaded move like that. You're lying again, just like you lied about her missing Rothstein. Don't have to this time. I've got her list right here. Eve opened the file, but paused before taking out the document. Oh, we know she travels on foot or by bus. We've got some bus drivers who remember her. The girl makes an impression. Eve took out the list, pushed it across the table. She didn't bother using initials. Full names for her, since she didn't figure anyone would bother to check the little brother's comp and find where she'd hidden it. You put this together. After barely a glance, Mackie shoved the hard copy aside. This isn't hers. Oh, part of you, the part under the funk, knows it's hers. It's what she is. Part of you knew what she was and needed it. Your eyes, your hands, and a mind and heart as black as midnight. Maybe seeing that in someone who came from you was another reason you hit the funk. It blurs the hard parts. Just more lies. You want me to believe Will would hurt her own mother, her little brother? Try again. I note you didn't say anything about the stepfather, the school employees, but we'll slide there for now. She took out the photos of Zach Steuben that Peabody had dug up. Cute kid. Me, I'm not big on kids, but yeah, he's cute enough. And the puppy. He used to have a puppy, right? Looks like love there. The way he's hugging that stupid dog. The way the stupid dog's all cuddled in. I guess that's why she broke its neck and tossed it out the window at the kid's feet. She never did that. She absolutely did that. I bet you taught her how to break a neck, how to apply the pressure, how to work the angle. And she used it on a stupid little dog. Because she hates this kid right here. This cute, harmless kid. She hates him because he exists. Just as she'd have hated your son if you'd had one. She's all that gets to exist. You don't know her. I do. Eve slapped her palms on the table, stood up, leaned in. And so do you. Under it, you know. She hurt him. He was afraid of her. Your ex told you, but you didn't want to see it. Funk helps with that, helps you not see what you don't want to see. But you knew. You always fucking knew. My client is addicted to a substance that... Shut the fuck up! Mackie exploded. Mr. Mackie, let me help you. Remember what we discussed and let me do my job. I need to consult with... I said shut the fuck up! What good are you? You're just like the rest of them, towing the line, gaming the system. I don't need you. I represent you, Mr. Mackey. Let me do my job and you represent you. That's how it is. Now shut the fuck up and get out. I don't need you. I don't want you. I don't need anyone. He lurched up, yanking on the restraints, bolted to the floor. Pratt jerked sharply, and the resulting fall from his chair saved him from Mackey's grasping hands. Sit down, or be put down. Eve straightened slowly. You're a liar! He's in on it, too! Sit down, or I'll put you down. Try it. As Eve started around the table, Pratt scrambled up. He stayed out of reach, but Eve gave him props for not running to the door. My client is in withdrawal. He needs... I'm not your client. Get the fuck out. If you want him gone, you need to fire him on record, Eve spoke coolly. You have to waive your right to counsel on record, otherwise he stays. You're fucking fired. I fucking waive my right to bullshit counsel. Come on, bitch. Try me. Love to. She easily dodged his restraint-hampered punch, took him down with the sweep of her feet. Stay down, she warned him. You're in no shape or position to take me on. I'm going to give you the chance to reconsider firing your court-appointed counsel. Take a minute, Mackey. Pull yourself together and consider. The trembling ran up his arms, quivered over his chest. Get him out. The weasel tried to talk me into making a deal. You think I'd take a deal? Get him out. That's pretty clear. Peabody got up, walked to the door. The suspect has terminated his counsel and waived his right to counsel. I'd get gone, Pratt, before he puts your name on a list. Saying nothing, a bit green around the edges, Pratt retrieved his briefcase and left the room. Terminated counsel has exited interview. Peabody closed the door. Are you gonna sit, or do I have you taken back to a cage? From the floor, Mackey eyed Eve. Your turn will come. Yeah, sooner or later, but you won't be around to see it. In the chair, Mackey. 17. He sat. The red splotches stained his face again, and his eyes had reddened more. Eve took a document from the file, the blueprint of the school, pushed it toward him. This is part of her mission. You can see where she's marked egresses, weak spots. You'd have taught her how. No. Mother, stepfather, brother. They came first. The hate, the rage, it goes deeper there. Then she'd be free of them, and she'd target the principal, the counselor, and the students she'd felt had wronged her or insulted her or were against her. You taught her how to hone those slights into crimes. You gave her the excuse to kill. Lies. You know better. But hold on to that if it helps you get through. You're looking rough, Mackey. I can authorize another medically approved hit if you need it to continue. I don't need anything from you, you lying cunt. Okay, then. Let's go back to this. She shoved a couple of Zack's photos closer. She killed his puppy, and she means to kill him. He's in protective custody for now. You know that can't last forever. And she'll wait. She'll wait as long as it takes, unless we stop her. And she'll put a strike through his brain. He shares her blood. They share a mother. He could have been yours. And she'll wait as long as it takes. She's got no reason. She's got every reason. Eve slammed a fist on the table. He took from her. Didn't you help her justify, using the skills you taught her, to put down anybody who took from her? Some guy's driving down the street on a rainy day, and a woman runs out in front of him. He tries to stop, tries to swerve, but it's too late. Did he aim for her, Mackey? Did he get up that morning planning on killing her? Did he spend days, weeks, months, like you, working on the details? Did he tell himself he could take innocent bystanders, too, because they didn't matter? The kill mattered. He killed her, and they did nothing. So you target him, this guy who tried to stop, and you target the doctor and his office manager because her appointment ran over, and you target her supervisor who gave her grief because she kept coming in late, wasn't doing her job. She did her best. Who says somebody's best is always good enough? What world do you live in? You target the lawyer you went to because he couldn't make it all better for you. And you use your daughter to make the kills because you're so fucked up you can't make the strikes. Whose idea was it to take out Moore? Hers, I'm guessing. Hers because she wanted that power, that thrill, that practice. Practice so when she got to her own list, she could take out her mother and her little brother. His abused eyes twitched now. We're going to Alaska. She was never going to Alaska. What the hell does she want to go to Alaska for? She's a 15-year-old girl from New York, and the city has everything she wants and needs. Targets galore. She'll kill this little boy, this cute little kid, because her mother had the nerve to have another offspring. She won't get to him today or tomorrow, not next week, but in 6 months or a year, when he thinks he's safe again, when he's out playing with some friends. She'll wipe them all out, all those kids, because she can. Because you gave her the excuse and you taught her how. She won't. But his ravaged eyes cut away. You know she will. Maybe he'll be 12 when she comes for him. He and a couple of pals heading down to the arcade or riding airboards or hanging in the park and done. She ends them all, just like she ended him. She pulled Alan Markham's photo out of the file. He and his wife having a day together. Their wedding anniversary. She was going to tell him they're having a baby. She never got the chance, like that baby will never have the chance to know its father. You did that, Mackie. You and Willow. You took that life on a fucking whim, and now another kid grows up without ever knowing its father. For what? So you can cover up killing a doctor who is busy bringing another life into the screwed-up world so his appointments ran late? You stole from them. From this pregnant woman, just like your wife was pregnant. By your rules, we should execute you and Willow. You took the father from the child. They took from me. How did he take from you? She shoved the picture closer yet. How did Alan Markham take from you? He never met you. You didn't know him. What did he do to you to deserve death, to deserve never holding his son or daughter? We had to protect the mission. Collateral damage. That's it? That's what you taught her. So this boy, this kid on his 17th birthday, she tossed Nathaniel's photo on the table, this boy whose mother loved him, who never did you any harm, he's just excess. His life means nothing. We had to finish. The tremors rose up in his voice now, and his eyes watered. We needed justice for Suzanne. For Gabriel. You needed blood. And Willow craved it. She craves the kill like you craved the funk. You gave it to her. You needed someone to blame, so you made your list, and fuck anybody who happened to be caught in her crosshairs. Now he is. She tapped Zach's photo. That's what you created. It's what you fucking wrought. She'll go to Alaska. Live free. You'll never find her. She's not going anywhere. Don't you fucking get it? Eve demanded as she sprang up, swooped around the table. She's not done, and she won't be. Tell me, fucking tell me, if you weren't already thinking about other names, Who else screwed things up for you in your fucked mind, Mackie? The stepfather? Oh, I'd bet my badge he was on your next mission. She saw the flicker in his watery, ruined eyes. He took your place. Lohenbaum, he pushed you out. Petroni, he didn't understand. Oh, yeah, you were already working all that out in your head. And she's like you. She's looking for blood, for blame. Your eyes and hands, Mackie. She's an addict, Mackie, just like you. Her addiction is death, and you gave her the first hit. She's avenging nothing, Eve interrupted. You broken down piece of shit. This isn't about justice. It's not even about revenge. It's about murder. It's about you giving her the green light to kill whoever she wanted. That's what she's doing now. And this boy here? He's top of her list. Don't make me take her out. Look at me, goddamn you. Don't make me take her out. And don't think, not for a second, I'll hesitate to do that if she gives me no choice. Her life's in your trembling hands, because with or without you, I'll find her. With or without you, I'll stop her. But without you, I may have to give someone else the green. Without you, she may never be 16. You won't find her, but I will. She can put me on her list if she hasn't already, but I'll find her first. She's a cop killer, Mackie, and every cop in this city is hunting her. Some of them may not wait for the green. You're not there to hold her back. You're not there to keep her level. She's already made mistakes, and she'll make more. She's 15, and she'll make mistakes without her father to help her. She's alone, and every target on your list and hers is out of range. She'll lose control, she'll hit another location, more collateral damage, and we'll end her. Then her blood's on you, Mackie. Your daughter's blood's on your hands.
No.
She disobeyed you already, Peabody said quietly. You told her to get out of the city. You'd have had a route plotted out, but she didn't take it. She didn't leave, didn't go somewhere safe to wait. Because she can't. She can't, Eve agreed, because the missions, yours and hers, come first. As long as he's breathing. Once again, Eve tapped Zack's photo. She'll stay. And because she'll stay, I'll find her. Pray I find her before another cop does. I'll give her a chance to surrender. Pray she takes it.
She'll die, Eve said flatly.
Is there enough funk in the world to blur your vision on that one?
Get away from me.
Sorry, Mackie. Time to get used to not getting your way. I don't have to get away from you. You've been arrested for conspiracy to murder, multiple counts, and you have confessed on record to same. Your life as you knew it is over. You'll live the rest of it being told where to go, when to eat, when to sleep, and every second of that in an off-planet cage. He looked at Eve now with hate.
You want that for my girl.
I want your girl to live. You can believe that. I want her to live, Mackie. Do you?
She's my flesh and blood.
Does that matter to her? This little boy's her flesh and blood. Her brother. And if she could get him in her sights right now, he'd be in the morgue. Don't make me put her there, Mackie. Help me bring her in. Don't make me take her out.
To live in a cage for the rest of her life.
Eve let out a long breath, straightened, paced the room, gave the slightest nod to the two-way mirror. That tells me you'd rather she be dead than breathing,
so I'm wasting my time with you. Peabody, take this worthless fuck back to...
She broke off, cursed under her breath, stalked to the door at the brisk knock.
What? I'm in interview.
And I'm here to offer the subject of that interview a deal.
Rio sailed in, set her briefcase on the table.
Screw that! Let's take this outside, Counselor. We're all here to protect and serve this city and its people.
For the record, Rio, APA, Cher, now in interview. The PA's office has a deal for Mr. Mackey.
I didn't ask for a deal. I told that worthless PD no deals.
He didn't ask for a deal, Eve snapped. Get out!
The deal involves Willow Mackey. Her future. Do you want a future for your daughter, sir?
I'm not helping you.
Then help her.
I'm authorized to offer you this. If you give us information leading to your daughter's arrest before, and I stress before, she kills or injures anyone else, if she surrenders peaceably, we will agree to try her as a minor on all charges brought.
Bullshit! That's bullshit!
Raging, Eve gripped Rio's arm.
Outside, Rio!
Rio simply shook Eve off. Dallas, this comes from the top, and has been agreed to by your boss and mine.
What kind of chicken shit, weaselly bullshit are you trying to serve here? She's killed 25 people in cold blood. Dozens of others suffered injuries and trauma. She's no kid on a joyride, you gutless bitch!
Rio turned steely. And if you'd apprehended her by now, I wouldn't have to make this deal. If you can't find and stop a teenager, that's not on me, bitch.
Go on, put your hands on me again, she warned when Eve took a step toward her. You'll be off this investigation in a snap.
Do your job, Lieutenant.
I'll do mine.
Oh, I'll do my job. Peabody, we're out. We're hunting.
She wrenched the door open. Better make that deal fast, because if I find her before the ink dries, she's mine. Dallas and Peabody exiting the goddamn fucking interview.
She slammed the door behind her, rolled her shoulders, then bulleted to observation.
Quite a performance, Rourke said. I'm glad I got here just before curtain.
Eve just muttered, come on, come on, and stared through the glass.
Explain, tried as a minor, Mackey said.
You know very well that due to the severity of the crime she's accused of, Willow Mackey could and would be tried as an adult. All business now, Rio sat at the chair Eve had vacated. She could and would be tried, convicted, and sentenced to life in prison, again, multiple sentences. She would be transported to an off-planet penal colony, where she would spend, given current life expectancies, the next century.
Maybe I forced her to do it.
It won't fly, Mackey, Rio said calmly. You couldn't force her to complete the expert strikes with such accuracy. You weren't there last night when 18 people were murdered.
I pressured her, influenced her, brainwashed her.
You can try that, of course, but I can promise I'd rip that to pieces in court.
I'd tear that to pieces, she continued, and have the evidence of her plans to kill others to help me do just that.
She was not under duress. She was co-parented and has never indicated duress to her mother, to her teachers, to anyone. And, in fact, as Lieutenant Dallas learned through her investigation, she has her own list of targets.
Rio paused to let it sink in.
Despite all this, she continued, Willow Mackey is 15, and we will agree to these terms in order to save the lives of innocent people. It's a one-time offer, and the clock's ticking on it. As hot-headed as the lieutenant may be, she is absolutely correct. Willow Mackey will kill again. I suspect she'll do so very soon, if not apprehended. If you help us prevent that, if she harms no one else and is apprehended peacefully, she will be tried as a minor and be eligible for release on her 18th birthday. She will, understand this, be evaluated physically and mentally, and she will have to agree to residence in a halfway house and counseling with further evaluations from her 18th birthday for a period of 1 year. Those are the terms. Do you wish to have a representative read the terms and discuss them with you?
I don't need anyone. Let me see it. Let me read it.
He's gonna sign it, Eve said, watching.
You broke his confidence. And using the little boy, Mira added. That shook his trust in her. He's afraid for her, but not only afraid she'll be caught and stopped, even hurt. He's afraid of what she'll do without him to hold her back.
He knew what she was, what she had in her. He can pretend he didn't, but he did, and he used it when it served his sick purpose. Maybe she'd have killed without him at some point, but he gave her the skills, the weapons, and the reasons. They'll both have a long, long time to think about who led who.
If he signs, Peabody said, she'll be out in under 3 years.
Let him sign, then we'll see.
It's a crap deal, Peabody said. I know you were playing to him with Rio in there, but it's still a crap deal.
If it helps,